episode 103, It's a New Day.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on the radio.
Happy day, happy day. How are you? Yes, it is our motivation time, inspiration day. Yes, I'm just, I'm just so peppy. Number one, the sun has been shining a lot more. I pray the sun is shining on your life. Hopefully you're getting better weather. I know some people are still getting snow. I'm hopeful that we are not going to get any more snow. I cannot wait to keep the snow buried and wait till next year. I'm so, actually not next year. I should say in the next season that it's supposed to come, right? Because we're already here this next year, all right? Well, did you know life is full of beauty? And you're one of them. Yes, you are incredible. And you just have a sparkle about you. And you know what? You'll have a greater sparkle if you actually smile. Okay? So if you're frowning or you're grimacing, stop it already. Okay? Because life, you just don't know. Life is too short. So make a point to say, you know what? Life is full of beauty and I'm choosing another way. I am so excited that you are here. Thank you so much. Thank you for those who are subscribing to Create Your Now. It means the world to me, literally, because we are able to reach people. That is truly what pushes our podcast, all these crazy algorithms that they have in the, you know, the back wizard corner, you know, whoever's behind the curtain. That's what they do. So thank you so much for taking time to subscribe and leaving an honest review of how this is touching your life. And if you want even to grow deeper, you can like our page at Create Your Now on the Facebook page and join us in our Facebook group, Create Your Now Podcast. Would love to see you there. But we got to get to the beauty of life, right? Life is full of beauty. Abraham Lincoln said this, in the end, it's not the years in your life that count. It's the life in your years. Okay, that's so good and really deep. I'm going to read it again. All right, listening. In the end, it's not the years in your life that count. It's the life in your years. Okay? The life in your years, life that's full of beauty. Are you living a full life? Are you having fun? And even if you're going through tough times, there is a brighter side. I know I have been down those roads. I understand them, but sometimes we choose, our choices are to stay in the rut, in the gutter, in the muck, because you know what? It's actually easier to stay there. Yeah, it really is. It's easier to have the pity parties, but no more. You're not a pity party gal. You're not a pity party man. You are all about the beauty party. Yeah, bring on the beauty party, the life beauty party, because when you do that, you exude that through your life. It inspires other people. It's simply like, I'm serious. If you're just having a bad day, smile. Smile. It's hard not to feel good when you're smiling, okay? Give a compliment, something, bring life to someone else because life is truly full of beauty. I look at it from this perspective, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. I love all of those. And you're probably saying, those kind of ring a bell, Christiane. Where have I heard those from? Yeah, you know what I'm going to say. The fruits of the Spirit. Yeah, it's biblical. How amazing, if you think about this, that God gave us love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Okay, maybe that self-control is lacking for some of us. I'm raising my hand high, yes. But regardless, when you look at those, you know what? God gave us the best sugar ever. Yes, he did. The fruits of the Spirit. It's time that you capitalize on that sugar, okay? And you know what? No calories in that, right? Just saying. Whoop, whoop. I mean, come on. You got to smile about something, right? Now, call me crazy. That's okay. But sometimes you've got to put a twist on life to get an extra sparkle in your step, okay? You want to have a little skip and a little hop, a little trot, maybe even a gallop in your life, okay? Let your life be full of beauty. Not doomsday, not dreadsday. I mean, come on. Find something. And one place to start is the best sugar ever. And God created that within the fruits of the Spirit. So capitalize on it. Think about love, okay? All right, regardless of the relationships that you are in now or have had, look at where you are right this moment and where you want to go. Are you feeding love or are you feeding hatred? It's a choice, right? Okay. What about joy? Okay. Think about your job. Think about mommyhood, fatherhood. Oh my goodness. And you're like, I'm supposed to find joy in that? Okay. Yeah. We have our moments. Yeah. There are a lot of griping moments and there are a lot of bad moments and we got to discipline the kids and we got to take care of them. And we don't always get to do what we want to do because we have a responsibility, right? But do we look at it from the aspect of despair and just, oh, I got to do this? Or can we look at it from the aspect and choose to say, no, this is joy. I cannot wait. Once when we get out of this little season of life that we're in, oh my goodness, he's going to go and do this. Yeah, I've got my kids in all different seasons. I can get choked up about it. I can't believe I have another senior. Who would have thought? Crazy me. Why would we have two graduating in a row, one after the other? Insanity is what I say. But you know what? I look at it from a joyful perspective. Okay? I'm capitalizing on the sugar that God gave me, that joy. Okay, so how about this? Peace and patience. Oh, that patience gets me. Okay, yeah, remember, you know, that anger part. Okay, so do you want to be quick tongue, and you want to just lash out, or do you want to hold back and breathe, count to 10, maybe 20 for some of you, and bring about patience with a calm, cool, collected voice. It also brings about peace. There's no reason. I read this thing on Facebook. Just happened to glimpse. I was going through the feed, and one of the friends on there, this is just a Facebook friend. I do not know her personally, even though we've had interaction. And she stated on there that she had a guy, an old guy, that came up to her window. They were driving and absolutely laid into her saying, back up, you shouldn't be here, dub, 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 dub. And just, I mean, you talk about road rage. Yeah. What good did that do? Seriously, peace or war? I mean, where are we going that with our words here? That the actions didn't help any? Did that help whatever he wanted to do and accomplish? Probably not. Because we're really not sure what he wanted to accomplish, right? He was just mad. Ridiculous. You got to choose. Life is full of beauty. Think about it. Abraham Lincoln said it himself. It's not in the years in your life that count. It's the life in your years. So how are you living your fruits of the Spirit? How's your sugar? I mean, come on. If you want to get high on any sugar, I'm telling you, the best sugar ever is right here. And it's really low calorie. It's low carb. I mean, oh, come on, right? You've got to. You can't get any better than this. I don't care what drink you're drinking. This is the best ever. Kindness. Goodness. Oh, my goodness. What does it take? Oh, my goodness, goodness. What does it take for us to be kind to one another? What does it take for us to work out problems and strifes maybe amongst neighbors, even amongst friends, and most importantly, amongst our own family? What about the faithfulness? What is your faithfulness? How are you going to, are you choosing faithfulness or are you just kind of flying by the seat of your pants going, yep, yeah, I don't know. Today, this sounds great. Up tomorrow, I'm not too sure. Okay, whatever. Yeah, well, you know, what is it? The gentleness. Oh my goodness. Nothing better. Nothing better than taking your little one. And whether it's your own child, now if it's your own child, it's even more precious. Okay. And I, oh my gosh, I can remember this as if it literally was happening right now. And the times that I call the snuggle times, the snuggle and cuddle times. And when they're just the littlest, tiniest babies, they rely 120% upon you giving them everything. And they just lay on your chest and you can just rock them back and forth. You all have been able to experience that, whether it's your own child or a borrowed baby. Okay, maybe you've worked in the nursery before. I do that just so I can get my love in from my little ones. It is just something precious. The gentleness, that extra touch, and the self-control. Now, I don't know about you, but I got to work on that. That's a choice that I make. But you know what? That self-control isn't about necessarily the tongue, but sometimes it's even, oh gosh, the choices that I'm making, the choices of self-control as to maybe I have an eating issue. Maybe I'm eating the wrong things and I like to emotionally eat. Maybe I tend to put off exercise because I just don't want to do it. Maybe I need to be building myself personally, but I don't want to read right now. Okay? It's a choice. These fruits of the Spirit are giving you hope. It's a new day. It's a new way to celebrate your life full of beauty because you are. God gave it to you. So show off your sugars, baby. I'm telling you, it's the best thing ever, all right? I want you to go out. I want you to smile extra big. Show those beautiful pearly whites because you know what? You are incredible. I love you. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. You have an amazing week. We'll talk to you soon. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.